The coronavirus, talking an awful lot about it for something that hasn't really affected us here in Michigan yet. The CDC said this week it's not a matter of if, but when this will interrupt our daily lives here in the United States. Joining us right now, the head of the St. Clair County Health Department, Dr. Annette Mercantile. Annette, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
What are you being told at the county level to do to prepare for the potential of an outbreak?
Well, there's two levels of this. Obviously, we're being told all the same things you are. The general public. Epidemiology is the science and the study of disease in populations. And what that study, that science tells us is this virus is being transmitted person to person pretty robustly throughout the world. And so there's no reason to really expect at this point that we will somehow be immune to that. Okay,
yeah.
It's a novel virus. We have no, you know, immune capacity. So these things do tend to spread. And that, so all the thing we want people to understand, that the thing you can't prevent a virus from entering a community, but you can slow down its transmission and reduce the impact it has on all of us. Which means hand washing, making sure you cover your cough. If you're sick, stay home. The self-isolation piece is huge.
Yeah.
And be prepared to stay at home. Take a look at your situation. Who lives with you? Do you have elderly or frail individuals in your household? Who's going to take care of them if you're sick? Because it shouldn't be you, okay? These kinds of things need to be thought through. This is not business as usual, because what you do when you have an infection like this really has an impact on everyone. We talk about this with vaccines, but this is more important because right now there is no treatment and there are no vaccines. So the only tools we have are self-care, self-isolation, and then if you're quite ill, of course, so now on the other hand, what else are we doing?
Right.
The health department has very robust pandemic plans. We've been working on these for decades. We have communications with all of our key stakeholders, schools. Everyone is having conversations frequently at this point to really take those pandemic plans off their shelves and dust them off. And what those really are stepped approaches to the level of what's going on. So right now it's preparation.
Yeah.
Prepare. What do you need to stay in your home for a few weeks? Meds, dog food, whatever the case may be. If you're taking care of it now, you're preparing. If you take care of it in the middle of a pandemic, you're part of the problem, right?
Sure.
So you're out there with everybody else, you know, foraging for scarce resources. So we want to encourage everybody, just think ahead, don't panic, but plan and make some sense of this. And we're doing that with our schools and our hospitals. Everyone's sitting down and making plans and saying, okay, if it's at this level, what will we do? If it's at this level, what do we do? And I can tell you, we have plans all the way through the worst scenario. But those are plans. Each level, there's more and more disruption of our normal services.
Right.
So at each step, the decision, you know, do we shut down activities? Do we shut down things officially as opposed to voluntarily? The schools have kind of an automatic trigger with just absenteeism, right? If there's enough sickness in a school, we have conversations all the time with just in flu season. Well, is there enough? Do you have enough staff and students to even stay open?
Mm-hmm.
So those things are important too.
I know there are people that are planning trips, planning cruises, saying, should I go?
That's a harder one. And I would say at this time, don't change your plans. It's not business as usual. Make some contingency plans. Be realistic. But, you know, go out there. If you're sick, protect your other people around you. Wearing a mask if you're not sick has some really questionable value. And we're not really suggesting that everyone walk around with a mask. Number one, it's not very clear it's going to protect you anyways. And number two, we kind of consider it a waste of resources. We need those masks and we need that personal protective equipment for very specific situations.
Yeah.
So just social distancing, good hand washing. You know those alcohol hand things?
Mm-hmm.
Get a lot of those. Put them in your pockets. Put them at every – like when I walked in here, those should be at the front desk.
Yeah.
At everywhere you go. And, you know, this whole idea of social contact. So what do we do when we meet somebody? We hug them.
Sure.
We shake their hand.
Yep.
We might be at that point now. We have to rethink that a little bit. How about a little elbow hit,
there you
right?
Go.
We touch our faces a lot subconsciously. That is a notoriously high risk thing to do when a virus are transmitting through a community, because viruses get on surfaces and then we touch. So think about, as you go through your day, am I touching my face? Try and do that kind of mental training to get yourself not to expose yourself to some of these viruses.
Yeah, you got to be very conscious and very aware of those activities.
Yeah, and it is going to take an element of people. I was reading your Facebook page yesterday, and my concern with that is everyone says, no, I'm not worried.
Yeah.
And I don't want people to like be worried, but I want people to take this. We need people to take this seriously.
Well, and then that's kind of where I'm at. I'm not worried that I'm going to get sick and we're all going to die, but I am worried that we need to be aware of what we're doing, make sure that it doesn't spread if and when we have cases here in St. Clair County.
I would assume that what we know so far, I would assume that you can make a fairly good bet that your life is going to be impacted in some way by this. How long, how impactful it will be, those are things that really obviously we can't predict fully. But do make some assessment that, things might not be business as usual through the course of this whole event. And if you're ready for that, we're resilient people.
Yeah, we are.
We can do this. Yeah. This is not, Armageddon. We can do this. But it just really will be easier on everyone if people take it seriously.
Yeah, absolutely. That's it. And just pay attention.
Pay attention.
Be ready.
And, get your sources from the right places. Mm-hmm. I know people are like, the CDC is a good source of information. It's changing all the time. So it's worth, in our website, we're trying really hard at www.secchealth.co, right?
Okay.
Go to our website and take a look there. We update that constantly to give the newest updates. Give us a call, 987-5300. If we start getting overwhelmed by calls, we'll shift that a little bit and we'll have hotlines. But we're going to keep on top of this and make sure everybody has access to good information.
As the situation changes, we'll call on you again to have you come in.
Absolutely.
And we'll update everybody together.
I appreciate the opportunity to do this.
Appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. Dr. Annette Mercantot with us on WPHM from the St. Clair County Health Department.